Save big on your next landscaping project at Menards. We make landscaping simple with our free, easy-to-use design program and step-by-step project guides. Plus, we have the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Save big on our 12-inch smooth patio blocks on sale now. Stop in to see our full selection and get your project started. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
You need to be alert. Don't give the devil a seat at your table. Don't give him an inch. Lock every door. Shut every potential entry point for the devil. And this means don't give room to anything ungodly in your life, because that gives room to the thief, the devil. As children of God, we need to be on guard, because here's what the enemy is after. He wants to steal. He wants to rob you of your joy, rob you of your loyalty to the Lord. He wants you to focus on all of these worldly things, on things that don't help your relationship with God. And if he can manage to steal your attention, dare I say, to steal your affection too, then he's done his job. If he can manage to make you lose your focus in your walk with Christ, then time will slip away, and before you know it, you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and before you know it, you're standing before the judgment seat of Christ. So while you still can, do some self-reflection. While you still can, prepare for this thief. Perform an inventory check. Perform a risk assessment in your life. What's taking up your time? Who's taking up your time? While you still can, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Because with God on your side, you have been assured of victory already. Don't give the enemy an inch. Don't give him room or an opportunity, but instead, be hidden in Christ. Arm yourself with the Word of God. Arm yourself in prayer. Cover yourself in the blood of Jesus Christ. Abide under the shadow of the Almighty always. And put on the full armor of God and stand ready to fight. I encourage you to make sure your spiritual alarm is switched on always. Be sensitive to the voice of God. Be sensitive to the counsel and leadership of the Holy Spirit. Be alert. Be filled with the Holy Ghost so that you can discern if there is any attempt by this thief to enter your life. The Amplified Translation says for 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 6, "So then, let us not sleep in spiritual indifference as the rest of the world does, but let us keep wide awake, alert, and cautious, and let us be sober, self-controlled, calm, and wise." As children of God, we have been warned that we have an enemy, a thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But here's where we should take confidence. God is on our side. God is in your corner. Psalm 46, verse 1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." And Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2 goes further to state, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth." So the Bible gives us many reasons not to be afraid of this thief. There is no reason to fear him. Although he comes only for destruction, we can call on the name of Jesus. We are secured because as long as we have God on our side, in our hearts, and in our corner, then he will be faithful to keep us. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He will preserve you from all evil.
From the moment we are saved, from the moment we decide to follow Jesus, hell and the devil become angry. Hell and all its demons are alarmed. They are shaken at the prospect of another man or woman empowered by the Holy Spirit. The devil is shaken by the thought of a believer who has found joy and strength in Jesus. And I want you not to miss this. A soul saved is celebrated in heaven, but that same soul intimidates the devil. A soul saved is welcomed and applauded in heaven. But
save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch Bonnie plants are on sale through May 18th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Equally, a soul saved becomes a target for the enemy. Not because they're weak, and it's not because they have no strength, but they become a target because of the potential that God has placed within them. The devil knows you could be a potential Moses or an Elijah or a warrior like Joshua. And that makes you a target. But this is nothing to be fearful of. It should only be a reminder to remain vigilant. When you're saved, the devil makes it his mission to try and get you back into the world by any means necessary. He does all he can to discourage you or to make you lose your salvation. This is why you have to fight to stay saved, because we have an enemy who wants to destroy us. An enemy who is called the accuser of the brethren. He would rather you be unsaved and living a life of sin. And if you willingly decide to take a stand and put on the whole armor of God, oh, well, that's when you enter the realm of spiritual warfare. A fight between good and evil. A fight between the spirit man and the carnal flesh.
There's a tendency for believers to gravitate toward the scriptures of protection, hope, and mercy, but ignore scriptures like James 2, verse 19, which says, "You believe that God is one. You do well. Even the demons believe and shudder." The spirit realm is as real as the screen in front of you. Demons are as real as the angels we love to read about when it comes to our protection. Demons are nothing to fear or be afraid of because we are offered power and protection through the blood of Jesus Christ. However, this is no excuse to be ignorant of the fact that demons, unclean, and evil spirits still operate in the world today. If you didn't know, demons can see. They have eyes, and they can recognize who this person is or who that person is. Just read Mark chapter 3 and 11, and you'll find it says, "And whenever the unclean spirit saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, 'You are the Son of God.'" They saw him, and they knew. To take it a step further, demons can teach, albeit falsely, but they can still possess a person to teach heresy. Just read 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. "Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons." Did you get that? Teachings of demons. I'm highlighting all of this so the scales can be removed from your eyes. We need to realize who we are up against and what we are up against.
Saints, God has been faithful through his word to give us plenty of warnings about the devil and about his schemes. That way we are never blindsided. And more importantly, God has made available to us all of the necessary resources and the tools that enable us to fight. Now, the most prominent scripture about spiritual warfare is found in Ephesians 6, verse 12. It says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." To put it simply, when it comes to spiritual warfare, the Christian man or woman will fight against principalities, against powers and rulers of the darkness. They will fight against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Now, I don't know about you, but at first glance, that looks like a daunting list. It looks like there are ranks in the kingdom of darkness. At first glance, this list may look intimidating, and you may be there thinking, "I'm fighting to just live right. How can I be expected to fight principalities, rulers of darkness, and spiritual hosts of wickedness?" Some believers may even say these battles are for an Elijah type of Christian, a Moses or Paul type of Christian. But I would like to help you realize that you are called, qualified, and equipped to handle spiritual warfare. The first thing we have to realize is that a child of God is dangerous and powerful. You're dangerous to the enemy, and you are powerful because greater is He who is in you. Greater is Jesus Christ who is in your heart than he who is in the world. For you and I to be included in Ephesians 6 verse 12, which says collectively, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. This means that you and I, as children of God, are both eligible and capable of fighting spiritual battles. It means that at the point that we are saved and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we sign up to become a part of God's army, and therefore we have been given the appropriate resources and the appropriate tools to fight as members in the body of Christ.
Save big on your next landscaping project at Menards. We make landscaping simple with our free, easy-to-use design program and step-by-step project guides. Plus, we have the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Save big on our 12-inch smooth patio blocks on sale now. Stop in to see our full selection and get your project started. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.